Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. I'm home! Home! Oh my goodness, it's so good to be with my doggy and my man and my home and all the stuff I have to do to catch up before we leave for Hawaii tomorrow. But oh boy, there's no place like home. I sure know the meaning of that. You know, it's funny. My daughter would love to spend her life traveling, and I would like to go to Hawaii once a year and be home. So, you know, you got to go and do whatever rocks your boat, guys, right? I want to announce that the next webinar will not be until October 19th, but it's going to be a good one that you're going to like. When I was checking in with the channel, it said, Dee, there are so many questions about so many world issues, like, oh, I don't know, the virus, the vaccines, homelessness, travel, you name it. And they said, I think you should do a webinar where everybody gets to come in and ask questions that they want to know about world affairs. Now, of course, world affairs extends over into our own affairs and how they affect us. But we want the highest truth, guys. You hear so much about disinformation out there. So let's make sure in this community that we're all only dealing with the highest truth. Okay? So I hope you'll join me on October 19th. And I'm thrilled to announce that my daughter's book, The Ridiculous Misadventures of a Single Girl, is number one in all divorce books on Amazon. How exciting is that? Yes, I'm pretty proud. And yes, I'm pretty proud of me for raising such a dynamic, truthful, go-getter of a woman that's helping a lot of people. All right, I got some good stuff for you here today. The channel wanted me to talk about Core Belief 51, which is, if it is good for me, I will not like it. They're saying that core belief is more huge than any of us ever realized. And most of the people in the world own this belief. Why? Well, because we're taught to own it when we're little. You know, that medicine tastes terrible and I hate it. Yes, but it's good for you. Or, you know, little Johnny wants to play with your toy, so give it to him. But I want to keep my toy. So, we're taught that to associate things that are good for us with not liking them. Now, if we own that belief, this is what it has to affect. If you own the belief, if it's good for me, I will not like it, you're not going to choose to eat well. You're not going to choose to exercise. you're not going to choose to take care of your body because that's good for you. You will not choose the right people to bring into your life and the opportunities to bring into your life because they're good for you. You will not choose to take responsibility for your own choice because it's good for you and that's how creation happens. If you make money, you'll lose it or you won't make it at all because it makes you happy and it's good for you. Are you starting to get the picture here? You won't change your perspectives because those perspectives will give you the life you want instead of the life you have. You will not choose the destiny you want. I want you to really listen to that one. You will not choose and create then the destiny that you want, because we know in our work there's no such thing as a predestined life. It's not a truth, guys. You are creating your lives in every single moment of now, every single moment. Okay? So, we are coming together today to claim in a big way. We are commanding that all energy integrate into our divine selves and create through us and with us the claim that I am the powerful God of me who loves and chooses all that is good for me now and consistently in a big way. And so it is. I can feel that. I know it. I can see the places in my life where I fall into that. And I'm going to change it, guys. I am going to change it. Because I'm determined to get the life I want in every way. All right. We are going to the callers. And we are starting with, where are you? Miss Patricia in Alabama.
Hi, P. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are welcome.
My question is, do Spirit have any messages for me? Dreaming vividly, and I've started journaling. And it's mostly surrounding family and those issues. And I'm just not sure what the message is.
Okay. So the way my channel explains dreams is that everything in the dream is you. So you're the family that you are dreaming about. So what's going on with your family in your dreams?
Well, I have an uncle who has just, he's a veteran. He's just come home from the hospital. He had an amputation. And my brother is his overseer. He's his kind of his caregiver. And I'm supposed to be helping him, take care of him. But
and,
he's got other people.
These are from your dreams?
Yes. This
okay.
is part of yes.
Okay.
And he and so he has. I've talked to him about, you know, I'm going to bring you in to help out, but he's yet to do that. He has other people there. He have a
okay.
have a support.
Okay. All right.
Team,
I've got your answer for you, Patricia. Okay.
Okay.
So if you listened to what she said, guys, what she said is she's not bringing herself in. And her dream, and I'm getting my big yes on this, your dream is you telling you not to wait for them. You have to get yourself in alignment, Patricia, with going in to help. There's one thing in your way of doing that. Sheets, book, give me a song. Any song that pops in your little bean brain. Just get out of the way. They'll give it to you. Okay.
Every woman.
Every woman. And what's that song about?
I'm every woman. It's all in me. Is it?
There you go. There you go. Just
yes.
Listen to those words. It's all in
yes.
you, baby. It's all, and it's all in all of us, guys. If your life is not showing up the way you want it to, look where you need to bring yourself into alignment. So there is a belief in you, Patricia, that says, I'm not the creator of any of this. I have to wait for them. But we know that's not true. We know
right.
that we never wait. We always are in the moment of creation. So how can you feel joy and happiness instead of bitterness about going in and helping with the family and helping with your, is it your uncle?
It's my uncle, yes.
Mm-hmm. There's kind of a bitterness going on, and it's very old, the channel's saying. It's really
yeah.
old stuff that you're dealing with. So until you let that go, you're not in harmony with going in and working with the rest of the family. You got it? All right. So that goes for all of us. If there's something we want in our lives, we've got to love it and be in harmony with it. And then the universe opens everything up to make the way. So I would start sending everybody in that family a lot of love, including you, knowing that you are all part of this one family working together. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, baby cakes. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, Dee.
I love you too, sweet thing. Thank you. Marion, Ohio, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thanks for all that insight. That hit the mark here. But that's
yep.
not what my question is about.
Okay.
Father-in-law. He has been quite ill for the last 4 years. He survived twice intense treatment for a rare lymphoma. Now he's got it. It keeps coming back. He's got it a third time in the skull. And I guess I was wondering, is he thinking about leaving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When I say his soul has decided for sure to leave, I get a no, but he's on the fence. It's
okay.
like, I'm freaking done with this.
Sure.
But I also... want to address the fact that if you don't get to the energetic core of what's causing the disease, it just keeps coming back, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so the channel is telling me this will serve everybody. We're going to a core belief. Not this page. Hang on. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And that's not about living. That's about, it goes right back into kind of what we were talking about the first of the show. He never came forward and really claimed what he wanted in his life. He was just taught you didn't do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, from what I know of him. Yeah.
Okay. So if at some point in our lives, guys, if we have never step forward for ourselves and said, I am creating this. I want this. You know, bring this to me now. Then ultimately, our bodies have to turn against us in some way so that we can wake up and go, I don't want this. I'm going to come forward for myself now. If I heal this, I'm going to come forward. But he never really said that. Now, on the other hand, I want everybody to know that people on the other side always let us know that whatever they went through here, whatever decisions they made, however screwed up they were, they appreciate it on the other side because they've learned a lesson from it. So I leave you with that also, to honor his decision. Your job is to unconditionally love him and honor whatever decision he makes.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You just have the best time ever in Hawaii.
Oh, honey, I am going to. I've worked so hard. I deserve this, and I'm loving myself enough to treat my whole family to it. I can't wait. Thank you, Mary.
All right. Many blessings.
Thank you. All righty. All right. There's somebody in Houston that's anonymous here. You're on.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
So I am. Can you get a reading with an anonymous?
Oh, hell yes.
Or do you, oh, awesome. I love your channel. and I love you, by the way, too.
Thank you.
Years and years ago, I'm calling for a twofold reason. When something came up yesterday, kind of came to a head after years and years, I got really sad. And for the first time, I've experienced the sadness as very different from depression. It was like a heart sadness. And I realized that it was giving me the opportunity to tap into a core belief I wasn't aware I had. But when I searched, I didn't figure out yet which one. So that's part of why I'm asking, is what's in this for me to heal?
Okay.
And also, do you have any insight on the situation?
Let me address this first. So you couldn't find the core belief on the sheets or anything because it's not on there. It's yours.
Okay.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Suddenly no movies are popping in. Willow always comes up, but that's just because it's my favorite one. I think I need to find a real one.
That's fine. What's it about?
You got to watch it because you always ask me what's it about, and you'll love it.
I know what it's about. I have seen it, but I want you to tell me what it's about.
It's about a pure-hearted, loving little man doing what's right.
Okay.
Out of love.
Okay. Well, you see, you haven't done that, which is the cause of your depression. When you felt this, your heart was open so that you could really experience the sadness of not being who you've always wanted to be, baby.
I directly worked on it yesterday and most of my life. Yeah.
You have. And there's one core thing that you want to be that you've never acknowledged until yesterday or whenever this happened. So if I asked you in one statement, what were you sad about?
Unkindness.
Okay.
Like betrayal.
When I say you have dealt with that and redirected it ever in your life before, I get a no. You focused on it. You haven't liked it. You said you wish it wasn't there. But you have never said, I'm going to choose to see a world always supports me and comes through for me. Because I'm not going to create any more of this betrayal in my life. So the minute you started talking, the channel said, oh, this is a positive thing. Can you see
awesome.
That?
Yes,
okay.
I worked all day yesterday to see it, yes. That some, well, I don't see it. I just see that everything always serves. I know everything always serves me and it's perfect, and I just kept meditating to trust that, that no matter what it looked like to me, this was absolutely beautifully perfect.
And you brought in the answer. You just got it. Change your perspective of the world showing up for you, darling.
Okay, so how do I deal with the logistical issue with the friend company, with a friend, and later found out that I had been charged twice what everybody else had, and afterwards was also and afterwards they were also selling it for less. I'm the only one who ever bought it for that price, and so that's my retirement money. And
well,
I gave
get
them
a lawyer
cent
if
it.
I were you.
Okay, is that what it's going to have to come to?
Well, you have to address in you first. You see, this is a perfect example of the belief that people betray you. It's a perfect example.
No, I really think he'd do the right thing. I really always thought he'd do the right thing.
Yes, but he didn't because you had the belief that people betray you. And if you have a belief, guys, the universe has to match it. You've got to get that. You've got to get that.
Can you help me see it deeper? Because this last time it came up, it's been coming up for years. But we're getting closer to the
Honey,
device, actually.
You're there.
Because this last month, I really believed, oh, that's what had to happen. I had to get to this point, and I had to believe all this, and now it's really going to work out. And I was shocked yesterday to find that instead the gloves were on.
But, sweetheart, how long ago did you create this?
Well,
in some form or another,
my whole life.
Exactly, but this particular instance, you created a long time ago.
Yeah,
so,
like 5 years.
Yeah, and so you're going, all right, well, I shifted my belief yesterday, so none of this stuff should show up anymore. Well, ain't the way it works, guys.
Darn it.
It takes a while for the train to turn around.
Okay.
Now, your job is to keep claiming that everyone comes through and supports you in every way and take whatever action on this plane you need to do while that belief is manifesting a different reality. Do you understand?
Yes. Declare every day that everyone comes through
world.
And supports me in every way.
That's right.
The entire
world.
Universe.
That's right,
okay.
Baby. And feel
okay.
It. What would
and
that feel like?
Wonderful.
Yeah, it would.
Awesome. Do you get a sense for whether I have the correct perspective on what's happening in this instance?
Is that
like
the right question? I get a yes. And the channel says you may very well have to engage a lawyer, but do not engage a lawyer without being in alignment with knowing that the whole world comes through for you and supports you.
Perfect. Thank
you. All right,
you,
darling.
You
bet,
love
baby.
You.
Yeah, that's tough when a friend does that. My brother had that happen to him twice, big time in his life, and it's devastating when we trust and love people that do that to us. Jereen, you're
up. Yes, I just got done with a kids group, and they said I was a shitty therapist. I kept interrupting. I know I do that. So what's that about? Let that go.
Well, that's about, the highest words they're giving me is you have to be right.
Oh.
But you're there to listen and to guide, not to be right.
Oh, okay.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Yep. That's like,
okay.
You know, I understand it from my perspective as a channeler, because sometimes the information comes in so fast for me that I have to say it before I lose it, but they're saying that's not the case with you. It's
okay.
About, no, I'm right, and you need to listen to me, but that's not why you're there.
Okay, got it.
Okay, yep.
Got it.
Good question.
Thanks.
Good for you. I love it that you guys are starting to be so frickin' conscious of your own stuff. I love it. Maria, you're up.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I am taking the Parasol that you recommended to me. I'm also taking some hormone balances for estrogen, DIM, Brussels sprout thing, and then potassium citrate that Masami told me to take. But I feel I'm reacting to something because my heart's starting to have some palpitations. I'm starting to see increased.
Yeah, it's not physical, Maria. And by the way,
okay.
They said you can go off the Parasol. The other stuff is still working good for you. I'm not a doctor. I'm reading energy here. But the heart palpitations are not physical, mental, physical, spiritual. They're chemical, but they're chemical from a brain standpoint that happens with through your perspectives. Dear God.
Yeah, I've been in a pretty bad depression. I'm trying to get out of it right now and get functioning better.
Okay, so there's three things to make Maria more happy, to bring you into a happier state of mind. Sheets, book, give me a song, please.
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to say that when you were asking that lady, and I was like, oh, God.
Just get out of the way, guys. They'll give it to you. Just take a deep breath and let go, and they'll give it to you. They're giving me happy birthday, Maria. You have to be open. You have to be open to being a new person, which means you got to let go of your stories. Epigenetics has proven that over 90% of our illnesses are not genetic. They are epigenetic because we keep telling our stories. And I want you to remember, all of you, what the Dalai Lama said. That trauma lives within us and our bodies, not because of what happened, but because of our reactions to what happened. And most of us are still reacting to the situation that happened. We have got to stop reacting, creating. So that's number one. Number two, I'm going to a core belief, this page here, one, two. Yeah, again, Maria, I can never be God. You have to, and we all have to, 100% all the way, except that we create our lives. And any belief, any perspective, any idea that does not match what we want, we are willing to let go of. That's number two. Number three, sheets, book. We're going to a play and we're going to Hamilton. And it kind of goes along with number two. They're taking me to the song In the Room Where It Happened. I want to be in the room where it happened. We are the room where it happens, guys. We are it. So if you want me to make this as simple as I can, the happier you are, the more passionate about happiness and joy and love that you are, the more you say, I'm not going to have that thought. I'm choosing this thought because this is the thought that's going to give me what I want. This is the feeling that's going to give me what I want. So, and then they're taking me back, Maria, to the core belief we started with, if it's good for me, I will not like it. And that's going on with you. Trust me, you are going to love being the powerful God of you. So you've really got to direct yourself to know that when you take full responsibility and power over yourself, you're going to love it and you're going to be happy. There's nothing else. All right, baby, you got all that?
I hear you and I see it. I need to get to feeling it. Should I continue to pursue getting medications for the depression and the treatment for gut bacteria imbalance for antibiotics you mentioned before?
You know, they're saying that's not the right question until you get yourself in alignment with directing health, knowing that you are health and wellness, knowing that you're joy, knowing that you're love, then you can ask the question. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy Hawaii.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Miss Joy in Cape Cod, what the heck are you up to?
Oh, wow. I don't know why I called in, but what you said at the beginning, the belief, was like, because I was told to call, right? And I guess I thought I had handled things about not, that things were good for me, that I did not like it. But
you have for the most part, and you called in so you could be reminded of all the information on the show today.
Oh, all right, because it is all, yeah, okay.
It's just you just had a little nudge of, you know, I need a booster shot. So that's why you called in, Joy, and
well,
good
well,
for you.
Well, you know why, because I really, it's taken a while, but I have gotten to a happy place, and I am at a happy place, and I'm in a happy place today, and I know it had a lot to do with finally being grateful for everything that ever happened.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so, but I have been
no,
close to this.
No, no buts.
Oh, and.
Thank you.
I guess why I call is because I have been in this place somewhat before, and I don't want to fall way back again. So that's probably why
well,
I called.
What do you want then, Joy?
I want joy. I want love.
Consistently.
Consistently. I
in
want,
every
yes.
moment. Yes. So if that's what I want, then that's what I'm creating, damn it. I'm going to be
okay.
joyful and happy and abundant and healthy in every single moment of my life.
Okay.
All right. Good on
thanks.
You.
Here I tried to think of a song and a play and a book and everything, and I don't need any of that.
You don't need any of it, baby cakes. you just
thank you
to...
for all you've done. It's been a long time, and it's been wonderful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And
baby.
Have a wonderful time in Hawaii.
That's the plan. Love you,
man. Okay.
Oh, aloha. Oi. Lahaina. I'm being silly. Lena,
hey,
you're up.
Hey, Dee, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. How do I say this?
As simply as possible.
How can I go about just getting the hell up out of my own way? It's
well,
like,
you tell me, Lena. You were at Creation Station. You're on the show every week. So you tell me. You teach me. If I asked you that question.
Just say, have fun every day.
Okay.
And,
that's
and
your answer. Yeah, and love yourself. Because if you have fun every day and love yourself, guys, you're never going to be in your own way. ever. You see, y'all want to make it so hard, and it's so simple. I hope you join me on this psychic expo that I sent out, everybody, because in a half an hour, I'm just going to go boom, 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 boom. This is what you have to do. Oh, and by the way, my new book, Born, Birthing a New You, I am in hopes that the release date will be somewhere around the 1st of December for Christmas. Woohoo! And they're publishing my children's book, Bupalopaloo, to release with it. So I am feeling like a really great creator right now.
So, I guess my question.
No, you already asked your question, Lena, and
okay.
It's already been answered. But you see, that's what you do, and that's what you continue to do. And I don't want you to do it anymore. I want you to live the answers you know. You have this belief. Well, let's just get clear about this belief. Sheets, book. Give me a movie.
A movie. Can I look at? All right, Jimmy, pick a movie. Lena, pick a movie. I want to say Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. You don't have to save yourself anymore, Lena. Do you understand? Nobody has to save themselves, guys. You just have to create yourself. Just create yourself. But if you're trying to save yourself, your attention is on all the stuff that you don't want to create. And that's the simplest way they can put it to you, they're telling me. You know this. You know how to do it. But you get your jollies off on trying to save yourself. It's not ever going to work, Lena. And I'm talking to me and I'm talking to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not ever going to work. Create. Don't save. Don't fix. Don't heal, they're saying. Just create. That's all our job is here, is to create what we want. And we all know what we want. All right. That's your answer, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You bet. That was great for everybody. Boy, she served a lot of people there. Micah, I hope I'm saying that correctly, in Oakland.
No, it's Micah.
Mika, oh my Mika! Oh, he spelled it with a C, and I didn't put it together. Hi, baby.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, but yeah, wanted a little extra support today.
Good.
I've really been focusing a lot around just, you know, my new career. I'm a new attorney and just experiencing the joy and support and expansion around all of that.
Yep.
And things that are in place are starting to break down so that new things can be created. So,
okay, there's a belief for you.
Yep, that's what I'm asking
about.
Things
don't have to break down. Understand? We don't have to get rid of anything in order to create what we want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, take it from there. So what's going on?
I've been articulating for months out loud to a lot of people, like my role, where I've been throughout law school and, you know, stepped into an associate role. It's been great, and I think it's just served its purpose, and it's time, you know, it's time to create new opportunities.
You're not feeling into what you want, they're saying, Mika.
And this is exactly where, yeah.
It's challenging because you're in a field where everybody says, oh, well, you have to come from your head, right? So even when you're a lawyer, Even when, especially if you're a doctor, they're saying. Especially if you're, even lawyers, go to your heart first to create everything you want. You can tell your heart to instruct your brain to give you the highest answer from the heart's perspective. That's going to get you where you want the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you feel like you didn't get an answer?
Well, I mean, this is exactly what I've been, you know, I'm not sure how else.
Not sure how what?
So.
Come on.
I know. I mean, like, okay, so I've definitely, I mean, this is what I've been sitting with. I've had a lot of, like, emotional triggers coming up in the last few days, a lot of, like, inner child, like, fear around, like, security and
belonging. No, it's not about
belonging.
Security. It's about your power.
Mm.
That's the key in. And you should see my pendulum. It flew into my big yes.
Hmm.
Your little
okay.
child is afraid of all the power that she's creating now. But that's why you took her along to create this. So you've got to nurture her and mother her into knowing that she has your blessings to be powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some conversations around that this weekend, for sure.
Well, what happens... What does she believe happens if she's too powerful?
Well, I mean, that she's punished, she's abandoned, she's, you know.
Yeah, but you know all that's BS because you broke through it when you decided to be a lawyer. So you know that's BS, but she doesn't. So start explaining to her, look at everything we've done. Are we still good people? Yes. Do we still have people that love us? Yes. Do we still have people that are supporting us and acknowledging us? Yes. Okay, let's go get some more of that. Come on. I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
There's nothing else they're saying. It's just that little bit of your little girl left, and, you know, you move forward, guys, and you reach one part of power, and then you reach forward again, and you reach another part, you know? And then all of a sudden, that little person inside you goes, ah! Oh, my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's all that's going on.
Yeah,
okay?
She has a voice. Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. But in the meantime, I've also, like, I've lined up 3 phone calls this week with, you know, professors and other colleagues. Like, okay, so making a career transition into a new area of practice. Like, can I talk to you about that? Like, get some ideas from you. You know, maybe opportunities that are out there. Like,
get
so
her
is,
in
yeah.
alignment first.
Yeah. Well,
it'll only
first
take
call
a
tomorrow
day. It'll only take a day. Spend the rest of the day with your little child.
Yeah, I've been spending the weekend with her. So, yeah, today,
okay.
definitely, because my
Good.
First call is tomorrow at 6 p.m. So, yeah.
Good. You got this, Mika. You got this.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Love you.
Love you.
All right, Lynn. What's up?
Hi, Dee Dee. You say it like, what's that about?
Oh, nothing. It's just Lynn. I was just being cute. That's all. What did you read into it, Lynn?
I know. It's my reading. It's my perception.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I love you. And I'm so happy for Gabby's book.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I am
exciting.
Exploding with pride. And you know, she had her big book party 8. Of her followers flew in for her book party and killed me that I couldn't be there. But, you know, I was doing my thing and we support each other in that. It's a great adult mother-child relationship we have. So what can we do for you?
Well, I am feeling great. and I was meditating this morning. I came out of that, and I just heard to call. And I think it was Joy who said, I don't know why I'm calling. But
yeah.
I really.
Well, there's one thing they would like you to get into alignment. First of all, they want to acknowledge that whatever you're doing well, and things are breaking open. And that's what you have to get into alignment, is knowing that, because you keep questioning it. And when you question it, that brings in doubt, and that limits the enormity of what you can experience that you're creating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can
we all just trust that once we ask, it's delivered to us?
Uh-huh. Yes.
As soon as you ask. Now, if you ask, which means claim or demand, and then you go, oh, but I don't know if it'll really come, then you've watered down the command, haven't you?
Exactly.
Okay. Stay in your knowing, Lynn. It's the first thing I say when I wake up. Today I know. And I am clear, because if I fall out of my knowing and go into doubt, crap that I don't want starts happening to show me that I've got to come back into my power of knowing. You understand?
Right. I totally understand, yes. And my breathing exercise I've been doing, I am complete, and that feels really good.
Yeah, add and I know.
And
I am
know.
Complete and I know.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And
you
have
bet.
A beautiful, beautiful trip.
I'm going to. I can't wait. Thank you. I'm smiling. Can you hear me smiling over the phone? Kate in California, you're up.
Hey. Tell
Hi,
me
darling.
About my... Hello. I would like
yeah.
to know about the core of my right shoulder.
It's been 3 or 4 months of...
Ask a more specific question. What's happening with your right shoulder?
It's pinched, and it's getting better, but it's been immobile and a lot of pain.
Okay. So what they're showing showing me is your right shoulder... lower than your left shoulder because of some burden. I believe it's a female. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. Is this a past? No, this is this life. There's a female energy, which could be a man, but there's a female energy in your life that you're kind of... you've decided to take on his heaviness. You have a clue who that might be?
Well, oddly, I go to my dad that's passed
yep.
on.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It doesn't
yeah.
matter, guys. If we're absorbing a belief of heaviness that they passed down to us, it stays in our energy, which goes into our body. So let's get clear about what heaviness from your dad, which, by the way, he's showing up now and saying, please let this go. Please let this go. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie that drops in.
Blue Hawaii.
Which is about, to you, what?
Elvis.
What's the movie about?
I don't know what the movie is about.
Well, it's interesting since I'm going to Hawaii. So
yeah.
we're going to the place of freedom.
Oh.
That's, soon as I step out of the plane, I feel like my soul is home. And I let go and I'm free. So the message.
Yeah, I see dancing. A lot of dancing
yeah.
and singing.
Yeah. Yep. He would What are you sad about his life for? What sadness from his life are you still holding on to? Well, what happened to him?
No, I guess I just miss talking to him every day.
Yes. Okay. But you can. Guys, they are only
I
their
do.
Body's
yeah, I
gone.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
I believe that.
You have not been open to hearing him and letting him in. You're too frightened. And
okay.
He'll show you music. He'll show you electronic things. But you've got to open yourself to have that commentary with him, to have that energy
okay.
of exchange with him. Okay?
Whew.
He might even show up right before you drop off to sleep when all the channels are open. You think
right.
you see a little flash of light or something? That's him. But guys, you know, you have to be in love with the idea that they're coming around to say hi, and you're okay and you're safe with that. That's,
yes.
And I'm getting my big yes again. That's what your shoulder's about.
Whew.
So let it go and let him in. And then they're saying either an osteopath or a chiropractor can probably help straighten that out.
Yeah, I go twice a week. So I yeah.
Well, if you're going twice a week, are they level? See, the channel is saying they can't be level until you let that go. And then
yeah.
the doctor. Yeah. Then the doctor.
Now I know my part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. Good, Kate. Good for you. Well, again, what another freaking powerful show. Damn, you guys rock. Rock, rock, rock. Okay. At 12 o'clock is this big psychic expo that I'm doing, being the keynote speaker for, and then doing a Q&A. Afterwards, it's free. We sent it out on my e-blast, so you should have that. We sent it out over social media. So hope you'll join me, and until we meet again, come on, say it loud, say it proud. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.